Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, the second episode of this Friday, we're going to be discussing today, March 11th, Venus entering Pisces alongside the first quarter moon in Gemini taking place March 17th. Now, I was going to put out a few more transits today, but I decided to hold off a little bit more just to this upcoming Friday till we get a little bit closer. We're going to be discussing this upcoming Friday. We're getting prepared for spring equinox. We're also going to be discussing March 22nd with Mars entering Pisces, March 24th, the full moon in Virgo, March 25th, the Libra lunar eclipse. And we're also going to be discussing April 1st, which is going to be taking place, the kickstart off for Mercury retrograde in Aries alongside a pre-shadow phase, which is, taking place 2 weeks before the retrograde itself. And alongside that, the last quarter moon in Capricorn. So we're really going to be putting out a ton of guides, tips, recommendations, rituals, all that good jazz, and to get you prepared for this upcoming energy. So we are going to jump on into today's episode. I'll see you there. Start this podcast off with discussing March the 11th, Venus entering Pisces. Now, this will be taking place from March the 11th to April the 5th. So just a little update. Now, this energy is going to be very dreamy, romantic, and magical. This energy is really going to be touching on deep levels of spiritual connection in regards of love. And, you know, this feeling is going to kind of go beyond the regular day connection, space, time. It's deep connection. This is more of like, you know, a really deep, deep, deep connection. This isn't like every day, you know, how you doing? This is like, wow, you know, that energy is beaming type of energy. Okay. Now this is going to really get us connected and really have us in tuned with different feelings, but again, this goes beyond your everyday, so you're going to be connecting through space, time, dimensions, all that good jazzy stuff. So emotions are really going to be expansive during this time. Boundaries are going to be becoming a little bit blurred. Now, with Pisces, you know, Pisces is here, and this is allowing you really to open up and allow your intuitive side to really come out. And it's like you're going to be picking up on people's energies and their needs and their wants without even conveying a word. But also be mindful not to give away too much of your energy, because you can become depleted again, since this energy is very dream state like, right? You really also would like to use this time for self-care, for yourself as well. You know, this is like the time you give to others, but you also want to be giving to yourself in the same sense. And we're becoming more aligned with our decision making as well. So this is a great time for cleansing, healing, unity, and compassion, along with diving into your creative side, because again, it's going to be high in energy with creativity, especially with Pisces. This energy is going to be here, you know, for all to be seen and all to be heard. So there will be, don't get me wrong, there will be challenges that will arise, you know, and try your best to rise to the occasion, okay? Don't knock yourself, just, you know, retry and do it again. So some crystals I'm going to recommend are going to be green opal for love, blue lace agate for expansion and expression, rose quartz for calmness, gentle, and compassion with love. All right. So now we are also going to be discussing the first quarter moon in Gemini taking place on March 17th in the next segment. See you there. Thank you. Welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we're going to be discussing the first quarter moon in the sign of Gemini, taking place March 17th. Now, this moon will be taking place at 11:54 a.m. and setting at 3:03 a.m. in the constellation of Gemini, illuminated 59.99% visibility. Now, with this transit, this is more or less of like a tune-up, a check-in, an adjustment point for the next upcoming week. So there could be some things that you're really trying to pursue, focus on, and move and push with forward movement. So you may want to pick one, two, three things that you can really pinpoint that energy to really progress whatever it is you're, you know, trying to do, pursue, or trying to put your intentions with. Now, this moon will be half lit. The left side illuminated, the right side will be shadow. So this will be that time where you want to reflect, look at our commitments and how we would like to proceed with, again, that forward movement. And this is really bringing focus on intention releasing alongside of making those adjustments with this energy. Now, anything ritual wise, I would be recommending, you know, to do some journaling, see where some roadblocks, some obstacles are coming from in your path, and what we can really start to put in place to really move that roadblockage or that detour out of focus. So start listing some moves you would like to move with, whether it be your goals, intentions, commitments, or some type of choices that need to be made. Again, also do some journaling. See where some rooted things may be sprouting from, because it's more easier to, you know, jot some things down and then see if there's some type of common pattern and see what we can tweak in between to make some type of adjustment. Now, some crystals that I'm going to recommend is going to be clear quartz, and this is going to really be bringing clarity to the mind for clean, clear thinking and decision making. So, again, we have a booked EP next Friday, so you can expect, again, Aries season guide for the 19th, the full moon and partial lunar eclipse on the 25th, Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries, along with the pre-shadow phase, and April 8th, the solar eclipse. So we're really going to be getting ready for that. So I'll set up guides, crystals, tips, ritual recommendations, and all that good jazzy stuff. So on that note, I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the lessons. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time.